of third parak, lulav hagazel, a stolen lulav v'hayavesh and a dried out lulav pasul. Both of these are pasul for to be used. Shalashera, a lulav of an asherah tree, which the Gemara explains is a was specifically a tree that was when they came to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it was found, it was already served as an avodah zarah. Vishal ir nidachas, or of the condemned city, that both of these have to be burned, pasul. So they're pasul because since the lulav has to have a specific size, and this is going to be burned, so the shear, it's as though the shear is cut up into tiny pieces, and it doesn't exist, so it's pasul. Niktam raisha, if the top of the lulav was cut off, nifritu olav, or if the leaves were completely separated from the spine, and you merely attach them, so to speak, by binding them, by, you know, tying a rope around it, pasul, so that's pasul. However, nifridu olav, if the leaves merely separated on top, but they were connected on the bottom by the to the spine, to the shedra, kosher, it's going to be kosher according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to make this nifridu olav, when it's separated but it's connected on the bottom, yagdenu malmali, you have to tie it up on top so it should look like a regular lulav. Tzine hara barzel, a lulav from the hara barzel mountain, which had very small leaves, ksheirois, they are kosher. And the final halacha of the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh ba shleisha tefachim, a lulav which has three tefachim, kedei lina ne'aboy, and as Rashi explains, and in addition to the three tefachim, it has also an additional tefach in order to do the nanuim, to wave it, to shake it. Kosher, such a lulav, that's the minimum shear of a lulav, four tefachim, it's kosher, three tefachim equal to the hadas and arava, plus another tefach to do the waving. Okay. Zakti Gemara. I apologize if I'm going a little quickly. Kapasik fatani. The Mishnah said in a blanket statement that it's pasul. A lulav which is stolen is pasul. Loishna b'yamtiv rishon. There's no difference whether this is on the first day of yamtiv. V'loishna b'yamtiv sheni. And it doesn't make a difference on the second day of yamtiv, which is only rabbinic in nature. Nevertheless, a stolen lulav is pasul. So says the Gemara, why is this so? Bishlam, it's understandable. Yavesh, a dried out lulav, that it should be pasul. Why? Because hadar ba'inon, we need that the lulav is going to be hadar, has to be beautiful, because of a hekesh that we learn out from esrog to lulav. Veleka, and that doesn't exist when it's a dry lulav. Ela gazel, but with regard to a stolen lulav, bishlam a yamtiv rishon, it's understandable on the first day yamtiv.
Is it yavesh dafka, or is it bishlam, or bishlam everything else?
Yavesh.
Yeah.
If it's a din, yeah, that's right, just a yavesh. The hadar of yavesh, yeah. No, no, we're taking that also because the diuk, okay, we'll talk about that later, but the diuk is related to yavesh. So bishlam a yamtiv rishon, it's understandable with regard to the first day of yamtiv, a stolen lulav is going to be pasul dechsiv lachem, because it's written in the pasuk v'lakachtem lachem. You should take from that which is yours, mishel lachem, we darshan, that it means that it has to belong to you, it can't be stolen, it can't even be borrowed. Ela b'yamtiv sheni, but with regard to the second day yamtiv, when it's only a dindar abanon, there's no miut, there's no where in the pasuk, we don't see anywhere that it says it has to belong to you. Amai loy, why can't you use a stolen lulav? It doesn't have to belong to you. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Mishum Bayechai, Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Mishum Bayechai, Mishum the Havalei, because if a person steals the lulav, it will be considered for him a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira, a mitzvah which is coming through an aveira. And since I needed that aveira in order to get my lulav, that's going to be a problem. How do we know that's a problem if I got to the mitzvah through the aveira? Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, the pasuk is talking about the animals which were brought that were psulim. V'havesem gozul v'esapiseach v'esachoyle. V'havesem, and you brought animals that were stolen, v'esapiseach, and an animal which was lame, v'esachoyle, and a sick animal. So Zokter b'yechim b'yechai, gozul, a stolen animal, dum yedipiseach. We're comparing it, we're putting it together, it's similar to a lame animal. Ma piseach, just like a lame animal. Less leitakanto, it has no, there's no way to rectify it, to fix it, because it's a mum, oilam, it's a blemish that's going to be forever, it's a broken leg that's not going to heal. Af gozul, so to a stolen animal, less leitakanto, there is no way to fix it. Loishna lefnei yush, it doesn't make a difference if it's before yush, but loishna leacher yush, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's after yush. Now why is that so? Bishlam lefnei yush, it's understandable if it was before yush, that I can't use an animal that I stole. Reuven stole an animal from Shimon. He wants to bring it as a carbon shlamim, so I can't bring that as a carbon. Why not? Adam ki yakrav mikem amar achmana. The Torah said, Adam, a person that will bring from you, and will darshin, that it has to belong to you, misha v'lav didehu. And this animal, lav didehu, it doesn't belong to him. So that's understandable why a stolen animal before yush can't be used as a carbon, because it doesn't belong to you. Elo, however, la'acha yush, but once it was after yush, hokanya b'yush, he already acquired it with yush, and there l'chayra should not be anything wrong with using an animal that's yours now, even though it came to you through gzela, but it belongs to you. Where do you see in the Torah that you can't use such an animal? Nevertheless, you see that the Navi is saying that it's considered an invalid carbon. What are we forced to say? Elo lav, what must you say? Mishum da havalei mitzvah havav avera. Because it's a mitzvah which is coming through an avera. So we see from the carbonis that you can't use a stolen animal even if it was already acquired to you through yush because of mitzvah havav avera, a mitzvah coming through an avera. So to by lulav which is stolen, you can't use it. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rishim Bar Yochai, and we're going to add with the following drasha, we're going to add something which, if I just had the first drasha, a person could say, you know why I can't use an animal that was stolen? Because if, let's say I'm bringing a carbon shlamim. I, the owner, I'm going to end up benefiting from this animal because I'm going to eat it. Because part of the carbon shlamim, the owners would eat. But by lulav, a lulav, the owner that's shaking the lulav now, he's not going to get any benefit. So maybe by such a mitzvah, there's no problem with having a stolen item, even though it's stolen. At the end of the day, it belongs to him. So we're going to bring a drasha now that learns from carbon oila, which also is completely burnt, the owner is not getting any benefit, and nevertheless, it's possible. So, it's going to apply. That's what the drasha is going to tell me. Yes, I live.
For
films, a
mitzvah is not a benefit?
No. Mitzvah is lav, we'll see in Gemara later with regard to a lula from Avodah Zarah. We'll get to the laman alvim base. Zokti Gemara, V'om Rabbi Yechon Mishim Mishim Ba'yechai, Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Rabbi Shim Ba'yechai, Ma'i Dechsiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk? Ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem, oyev mishpat, who loves justice, soine gezel ba'oila, and I hate thievery by a carbon oila. So zokt Shim Bar Yochai, that this pasuk is an analogy. Mashul, it's an analogy, lemelech basar v'dam, to a king of flesh and blood. Shehoya oyver al beis hameches, that he was passing by the toll booth. Amar la'avadav, he said to his servants, tenu meches lemoichsim, give the taxes to the tax collectors. Amrulai, so his attendant said to him, all of the taxes are yours. You take them from one pocket, putting in the other pocket. Why do you have to go through the motions? So the king responded and he said to them, Mimeni yilmadu kol ovrei drachim, from me, yilmadu kol ovrei drachim, all the ovrei drachim, all the passers, the wayfarers will learn from me. Veloyavrichu atzman, and they won't try to hide min hameches, from the taxes. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem says, Omar, he says, Ani Hashem, soini gezel ba'oilo. I am Hashem, and the entire world belongs to me, before the animal was brought as a carbon and afterwards. And even though this person is bringing a carbon oilo that is coming completely to me, still I hate it. Mimeni yilmadu bonai, from me, my children will learn, v'yavrichu atzman min hagezel, and they will try to keep away from stealing. Okay, so from here we learn that there's a mitzvah havav avera, a problem of mitzvah havav avera, stealing the lulav and doing the mitzvah, and that is problematic. Yeah?
But with just this, we wouldn't know there's soul in the mitzvah. Meaning,
right, it could be like it's nice.
Right.
But the avid, if you did it, right, that's a good point.
So we need the first one.
Right, say it's possible. Soul. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You mean the first second?
Yeah. It's the same Rishim Be'echai, but it could be it's another source. That's a good point.
Does anyone ask about chola? Because chola is
we're talking about a chola that's not. We're talking about a chola that's, for example, has a defect or something. It's a hole in the lung or something. Okay, now this is what we got up to yesterday, and we will go back to now. So basically, until now, we've been saying everyone holds that a stolen lulav is going to be possible both on the first and the second day. The first day, it's possible because of lachem. It has to belong to you. And the second day, even though lachem doesn't apply, it's still going to be possible because it's a mitzvah which is coming through another era. It Marnami, it was taught also, Amar Reb Ami. Reb Ami said, Yavesh Pasul, a dried out lulav is Pasul, Mimnei She'ein Hadar, because it's not beautiful. Gozel, a stolen lulav, pasul is pasul, mishum da havalei mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, because it's a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. Upliga, so you see that we're passing a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera is a problem. That's how Rakabon and Reb Ami is saying. Upliga, but this memra and everything that we said until now argues, upliga, and this disputes, this is an argument arguing with the Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni Omer Shmuel, because Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni said, in the name of Shmuel, commenting on that which the Mishnah says, that a stolen lulav is possible. Zogt Shmuel, Zogt Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, in the name of Shmuel, lo yishonu, it wasn't taught in the Mishnah, that a stolen lulav is going to be possible. Ella, that's only true, b'yomtiv rishon, on the first day of Yomtiv. That's when there's a problem of a stolen lulav because it doesn't belong to you. Aval, however, says Shmuel, be yomtiv sheni, on the second day yomtiv, meaning the days that are derabbanan on Chol HaMoed, on those days mitoich, since hold, Josh, we'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah, you're talking about Safek Daraisa. Okay, mitoich says Shmuel, this is only true on the first day Yomtiv. Aval be Yomtiv sheni, but on the second day Yomtiv, when it's derabbanan, mitoich sheyoytze b'shaul, since you can fulfill the mitzvah b'shaul with a borrowed lulav, because there's no requirement that it has to belong to you lochem. Therefore, yoytze nami, you can also fulfill the mitzvah because of with a stolen lulav. So you see, Shmuel clearly disagrees with what we said previously. And even a stolen lulav is going to be kosher on the second day Yomtiv because there's no problem of mitzvah haba b'aver.
Because you can borrow it from somebody else. Then
right.
It's a different lulav. It's borrowed lulav, not stolen lulav.
Right, but the only chesaron in a stolen lulav, it doesn't belong to you. The fact that you did it, but the avera, okay.
How can you learn that if you can fulfill it with a borrowed
because lulav, he holds that mitzvah,
the mitzvah
because mitzvah haba b'aver doesn't exist in his world. At least by a derabbanan. So since, let's say, if a person is Mechal Shabbos, could it be Yaitz the mitzvah of lulav? Yeah. So he stole the lulav. He shouldn't have done it. He's a bad boy. He should do tshuva. But we're not going to necessarily say, therefore, it invalidates his fulfillment of the mitzvah. Okay? Now, ask the Gemara Akasha. Masiv Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asks Akasha on this halacha that we just said from Shmuel. The Brisa says like this. Lulav ha-gozel, or the Mishnah. Lulav ha-gozel v'ha-yavesh pasul. A stolen lulav v'ha-yavesh, or a dried out lulav, pasul is pasul. Now why did the Mishnah specifically choose a stolen lulav? Elamai is telling me that specifically a stolen lulav is pasul. But if it's borrowed, it's going to be kosher. Zokti Gemara, ha-sha'ul, but if it was a borrowed lulav, kosher, it's going to be kosher. That's the diuk, the inference that the Mishnah is teaching me. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Emas, when is this Mishnah talking? When is the Mishnah telling me this halacha, that a stolen and dried out lulav is possible? Elim, and the inference also that a borrowed lulav is going to be kosher. So Emas, when are we talking? Elim of Yomtiv Rishon, if you're going to tell me that we're talking Yomtiv Rishon on the first day of Yomtiv, how could you tell me that a borrowed lulav is kosher? Haksiv, but it's written in the pasuk, lachem, it has to belong to you, mishalachem. Lakachem lachem, mishalachem, has to belong to you. So that when the Mishnah tells me a stolen and a dried out lulav is kosher, and we're medayik from there, that a borrowed lulav is going to be kosher, it cannot be talking about the first day yomtiv. Because that is not true. The diok is not true that a borrowed lulav would in fact be kosher because it's possible, because it's a chesaron of lachem. In other words, what our problem is not with the words the Mishnah is saying. Our problem is what we are trying to infer from the words of the Mishnah. V'hai lav didehu, and this lulav does not belong to him. Ela lav, what must you say? That the Mishnah, when it said a stolen and a dried out lulav are possible, be yomtiv sheni. It must be talking, it's going on the second day yomtiv when it's derabbanan. Vikatani, and it taught, gozel possible. A stolen lulav is possible.
Because of the mitzvah above.
That's right. Yeah. So I have a raya, not like so it's a kash on Shmuel. How does Shmuel learn the Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah specifically tell me, if it was talking about the first day yomtiv, so why are you telling me a stolen lulav? Tell me a borrowed lulav. Elamai, you're telling me a stolen and a dried out lulav for me to be medayik and say that a borrowed lulav is going to be kosher. Well, you can't be talking about the first day Yom Tov because a borrowed lulav is in fact possible. It must be you're talking about the second day Yom Tov. If you're talking about the second day Yom Tov, why is it possible? Because of mitzvah habav avir. So how could you, Shmuel, say that it's going to be kosher on the second day? Answers the Gemara.
He's referring to,
well, the raya is from borrowed, but the raya, not like Shmuel, is from the deal that we're making. Yeah, right. And Kuzzle will be cut puzzles even the second day, yeah.
Could Shmuel just disagree with the inference that Hashem will kosher?
Yes, that's exactly what he's going to do. Excellent. That's what he's going to do right now. Oh, my Rava, so Rava answers and he says, no, La'olam really be Yom Tov Rishon. Really, we're talking on the first day Yom Tov. If we're talking on the first day Yom Tov, why are you specifically choosing a stolen lulav? Wasn't it in order for us to be medayik that a borrowed lulav is going to be kosher? Zok Rava, like you said, as you know, that's not what the diuk is. V'loimi bayi ka'amar. When the Mishnah says a stolen lulav is pasul, it didn't mean to tell me that a stolen lulav is pasul, however a borrowed lulav is kosher. The Mishnah means to tell me not only loimi bayi shaul, there's words prior to the words of the Mishnah, lulav ha'gazal, there's other words. And those words are the following. Loimi bayi shaul, not only is a borrowed lulav pasul on the first day Yom Tov. Is a borrowed lulav going to be possible? The lavdi dehu, because it doesn't belong to him. Not only is a borrowed lulav possible, aval gazel, but a stolen lulav, ema, I might have said, stam gzela, since generally gzela has, stam gzela menastam, we could assume that gzela, since it's in front of the owner, you're snatching it from his hand, yiyosh bailim hu, we could assume that there's yiyosh on the owner's part, because he wasn't successful at getting back the lulav, so he gave up hope. And therefore, uchidi de dami, and therefore it's considered as though it belongs to the thief. And if it belongs to the thief, I would think that he could be yoytze the mitzvah even on the first day Yom Tov because it's his. How do we know it's his? Because the owner was miyayish. When he grabbed it out of his hand, it was gzela, exactly. There was yosh right on the spot. And therefore there's no problem of lachem. Komash malon. So the Mishnah teaches me, no, a lulav ha-gazel is possible, that it's going to be possible until you hear the owner actually verbally being miyayish, a stolen lulav is possible.
In a sense, like, gazela is a little more like mekotet than borrowing, because
correct.
It has this idea of yush.
Right, or there was a havmina.
Yes.
It's a havmina. But the diok is not any longer, the reason why we chose gazel was not to be medayik that a borrowed is kosher. It's to be medayik, or tell me that even a stolen one, even though I would have thought that maybe it should be kosher because minastam, the owner was miyayish, kamashlam is still going to be possible. Amar luhu Rav Huna lahanu avankri. Rav Huna said lahanu avankri to those merchants. He said to the merchants, these people were wholesalers. They would buy it from the goyim and then the field owners and then sell it off to people. So he said like this. Kisavnisu, when you buy asa the hadasim me'akum from the goyim, so when you're going to go out there and buy to the fields and go to the goyim and buy the hadasim from the goyim, loy sigzizu atun, you yourselves should not do the gziza, you should not cut it and uproot it from the ground, ela rather ligzizua inhu, let them, the goyim, the people you're buying it from, let them cut it, and they should give it to you. And that's what Rav Huna told them. Told them as a Rav, when you go down to the field, don't cut it yourselves. Let the owners of the fields, the goyim, cut it and then give it to you. My taima. Why is this true? So, Akti Gemara, kostam oivdei kachovim, most, or minastam, we have to assume that the goyim, especially then when there was no real legal, there was a, you know, free-for-all, basically, against the Jews. So, stam avdi kechavim gazlone arosa ninu. Minastam, they stole the land. Okay? And we have to say, maybe they stole the land from the Jews, even. Okay? From a Jew. So, stam avdi kechavim gazlone arosa ninu. Minastam, they stole the land. Vikarka ainin exelis. And land never leaves the ownership of the real owners. Because you can't move it. You can't do anything with it. I mean, you could dig, but that doesn't change it in order to make a kinyan to the ganav. And since that's the case, the hadasim which are still attached to the ground, even though the goyim have been living there for the past 10 years, those hadasim belong to a yid, perhaps. Okay? So Reuven owned the field originally. Then Johnny came and he stole it. 20 years later, Shimon is coming to buy the Hadassim. Who owns these Hadassim? Reuven owns the Hadassim.
Yush doesn't matter here.
Yush didn't work because there's no kinyan on the karka.
Yush only works one.
You can garden it. Would that apply if the boy planted them?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because it grows from the ground. It's from the ground. It's attached to the ground. It's mechovel karka. There's no yish.
No, no.
I mean, there's no kinyan.
The boy planted it.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
No, it changed owners.
Right. So therefore, says the Gemara, Hilkov, therefore, ligzezua inhu, let them, the goyim, cut it, kihechi, in order, de lahavu yish bailim, that because, again, when the Hadassim are attached to the ground, who do they belong to? Reuven, the original owner. When they're detached from the ground, that's when there's a Maisik Zela which is happening. That's when it's being stolen. Okay? And that's when the Yiyush is taking effect. So if you, the Avankari, the merchant, cuts the Hadass off the ground, you're the Ganav. You stole it. And the Yiyush is now in your hand. So it's going to be a problem of Mitzvah Baba Aveiro, or Guzzle, doesn't belong to you, whatever it may be. But if the guy cuts it off the ground, so he stole it, the yiyush already took effect, and now that the yiyush took effect, you could go on to the next stage of acquiring and make a shinu rishus, which is when it changes hands, changes property. So it belonged to the guy, and now it belongs to the Jew. That makes it that now it's no longer a stolen lulav.
It doesn't matter that the yiyush came before the messiah.
It came with it. Came with it.
What if you buy?
That's when it got activated.
Out of a truck in an alley.
Depends who's there.
We're saying it's a kick in, but
the Yush was waiting there to take effect. And it took effect as when it was detached. That's when the Yush was. 20 years later.
Chronologically, the feeling happened.
The feeling? Yeah, that's fine. He had it. Now it's waiting to take effect. And every time something is detached from the ground, it takes effect on that.
No, I understand. I have a question.
This is saying that's even better. That alleviates the Yush Lamidas issue.
Because the Yush happened already. There wouldn't be Yush Lamidas in the past 5 years. Right?
This is not because.
Because he had a Yush. It's Lamidas, he doesn't know when it's happening, but he had the Yush for whenever it happens. Okay? So again, Vikarka and Nixelis, land doesn't transfer ownership. Hilkach, therefore, Ligzezua Inhu, let them, the Goyim, cut it. Kihechi, so that. That the Yiyush Bailim should take effect biyadayu ditu in their hands, v'shinya harashuz biyadaychu, and the change of ownership goes into your hands. Meaning that's you have to have if you hold Yiyush itself doesn't work. You have to have Yiyush coupled with either a shinya rashuz, which means it changes owners, or a shinya Hashem, a name change, a shinya maisa. You did an action that you change, you effect a change in the item, as we'll see. And I'm going to go a little bit further because it's okay.
Well, you could go further tomorrow because we're not going to review this tomorrow, right?
So probably correct.
I know, but we
it's 9:15. Oh, that's fast. It's not fast.
No,
my clock.
No, it's 9:20.
9:18. Okay, so I guess we'll hold it here.
You don't normally do so much.
Well, we chazed yesterday. We chazed yesterday. In the future, we're not going
to. A couple weeks, we will be.